Peter Gagg, who drives it through. Oh, that's a magnificent goal, a sensational goal by the honourable captain, Mitchell van der Gagg.
We hit the high notes on the park. That's how we became a great team together, you know. It was just unfortunate, we never won anything.
Man's in trouble, there's Steve Kick. The super sub has done it again. And Motherwell are back in front.
Without supporters, you cannot play a game. They are a very, very important part of the club.
Jukovic on the chase, might get there. Handel is with it. Jukovic! Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Lukas Jukovic!
I remember to this day, it was unbelievable, and that's another reason I love going back to Fir Park, because you do get to interact with the supporters again, who were wonderful for me.
Chance here for Motherwell. This is Pettigrew, outnumbered though, still has it. Chance of a lifetime for Pettigrew, and it is there!
Yeah, obviously being on the podcast is everything I've dreamed of.
Goes through the middle though, Marvin Johnson. Defenders backing off. To get a deflection! And there goes! Misjudged by Bell! Fir Park! Twisting! Shouting! Shaking!
Hello and welcome to the MFC podcast. Just over 24 hours away from the Scottish Cup final, and myself and Derek Watson will pass some of the time, and we're not getting much sleep. We're all pretty much at fever pitch now. Derek, how are you feeling?
I'm very excited. I didn't get much sleep last night, which was quite surprising. I thought I'd done well all week, and then last night I was up all night. I don't know if it was nerves or excitement or what it was, but it felt like a wee bit like a kid at Christmas. So I'm very excited and just kind of wait for it to come now.
Yeah, you've had a fairly surreal week, it has to be said. Your band, the Banter Thieves, an incredible success story with the single Up the Well. You surely couldn't have envisaged at the start of the week that this was going to go the way it has.
It's totally unbelievable. When we released the song, it wasn't in the pipeline, you know. It wasn't something that we thought we're going to release this and we're going to give it a lot of promotion or anything. We played in Club 100 before the Rangers semi-final. People were saying to us, can you do Motherwell songs? We didn't really know any, if we're honest. We play all our own stuff. We played that song, it went down quite well, and people were saying, you need to record it. Phil Speedy as well at Fir Park has been saying for a number of years, you need to update this Up the Well. So we said, right, if we get to the final, we'll do it. And we did, and the response has been absolutely unbelievable. It's overwhelming, surprising, but really, really positive. Everyone seems to have received it well and seem to be enjoying it. So it's beyond our wildest expectations.
What is absolutely apparent at the club just now is everybody's buying into it. The players, the staff, the fans, we're all... There seems to be a very close bond, and I think that's a lot to do with recent work from the Well Society as well. Obviously, being a fan-owned club, the fans have to be on board. The fans have to feel like they're a big part of the football club. This is just another extension of that, isn't it? Because you've got players and staff involved in both the production of the song and the actual song itself.
Aye, unbelievable. When we decided to record it, it probably was about a week and a half ago, so we didn't have much time. We knew that we couldn't get booked into a recording studio, so we spoke to a guy who takes his kids to Fir Park, Scott Summers. He lives in Motherwell, great guy, and he does home recordings. And we said to him, Scott, is there any way you could record this in such a short period of time? He says, aye, no worries at all, that's fine. As long as you can find me a room that we can spend a couple of nights in, you know, just to record, because the drum kit and the amps and whatever else, it won't all fit in my house. So we're like, alright, what will we do? So we got in touch with Alan Marshall and Suzanne Reid at the football club and said to them, can we use Fir Park? And without hesitation, they says, aye, that's fine. Is the Millennium Suite alright for you? So we went up to the Millennium Suite and set up our guitars and our drum kit and got cracking in there. And respect to Alan Marshall, we were in there until about 12 o'clock one night, just battering down guitar and bass and drums. And then it kind of came to us, well, do you think, we didn't want to make this about us, it's not about us, you know, it's about the cup final, it's about the football team, it's about the whole town and the community being in it together, as you said. So we said, do you think we'll be able to get the players involved? And we thought, why not ask the question? So we said to Flo, we said to Alan Burrows, and he says, it should be alright, depending on availability, but speak to Grant Russell. And within a day, Grant was saying, what date suits you, and I'll make sure the boys do it, which was absolutely unbelievable, especially when they've got such a tight schedule, when they've got a lot of things to focus on ahead of such a big game, and a big couple of games actually when we initially asked them. So couldn't believe it, and as you said, it really, really encapsulates the community spirit and the togetherness of the football club and the fans at the moment.
I've seen you've done a bit of press this week. Was there any of the players that caught your eye as a bit of a talent and maybe one to watch when the football club comes to an end?
It's very funny. Most of the, I've done interviews with a lot of radio stations and newspapers and online outlets, and everybody seems to be asking this. And I'd love to say that Chrissy Cadden is going to be the next Enrique Iglesias, but I can't seem to see that. I wouldn't say any of them were fantastic. I mean, you've heard Liam Grimshaw in his posting pre-match interviews. He's probably got the strongest Burnley accent you'll ever hear. Cedric Kiepre, I have to say, was doing quite well in something that isn't his natural tongue, so maybe he'll go on to win a few awards in the music industry after his football career. But I'm sure that's many years off now.
He's very much in his French rap game, isn't he? So
I believe so.
Hopefully there's prospects for maybe a single release while he's still playing with us. That'd be good.
That'd be fantastic. We could maybe bring in some record sales as well and push his value up.
Well, talking of record sales, certainly when you woke up on Monday or Tuesday morning, the last thing you expected, I would imagine, was to be gracing the top 20 of the iTunes chart. This is an absolutely
mental
detail.
To be honest, we've been looking at each other in disbelief. We said the night before that it went live, we went, we'd really good if we get into the top 100, and we were kind of laughing about it, thinking it's never going to happen. And within a few hours, we were climbing up to the top 40, and the support from Motherwell fans on Twitter and Facebook was unbelievable. Everyone was saying, let's get Motherwell into the charts, and I think we eventually peaked at number 16, and we're maybe down to the late 20s now, but to get number 16 in the UK charts is... I don't know any words for it, to be honest.
So will that mean, I think it's now a Friday night that the chart's done on Radio 1, would it be the case that you will hear Up the Well, or at least a snippet of Up the Well on...
I don't believe we'll hear it on Radio 1, and the reason that is they take that as the official UK Top 40 chart, so rather than just iTunes, it also takes into account Spotify plays. And unfortunately, we've only went live on Spotify about 10 o'clock this morning. It was 9 o'clock this morning. It's not even 10 o'clock yet when we're recording this. Yes, we've only went live on Spotify about half an hour ago. So I don't think the plays in that respect will take us into the official Radio 1 Top 40. But there is a lot of radio stations across the UK that take the iTunes charts as their Top 40. So I'm looking forward to hearing which ones are going to give the club and give ourselves a mention.
Well, that's a cry to arms. I'll get this out as soon as we possibly can, and if you've already got it, download it again, please. And if not, then certainly what you're waiting on, get that downloaded, and hopefully we'll push them back up the chart ahead of the cup final.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's just been really surreal, and while we're on here, I think it's only fair that we thank everyone that's bought it and everyone that contributed to it. I mean, without them, it just simply wouldn't be possible. And it's made us really, really happy over the past few days, so thanks very much to everybody that's bought it.
And another significant part of the single is the contributions to the Well Society. I know you guys have backed the society through your excellent work with fundraising for the displays as well, both the League Cup final and the Scottish Cup final. But this is another kind of tie-in between the football club and the supporters in a big way, and it's rewarding for both yourself and obviously for the long-term future of the football club.
Oh, without a doubt, for us it's not about making any money. We were never in it to make money. You know, we've been a band for, I would say, almost about 10 years now. And throughout that period, I could probably count in one hand the amount of money that we've made. But it's about making music with your friends and having fun. And, you know, we've all got day jobs. It's not a profession for us. So if we can give something back to the football club, a club that means so much to us and has done for so many years, then we will do, you know. So yeah, as we said, any profits with the CDs will be going to the Well Society, and we'll see what we bring in through the online sales, and I'm sure we'll give a fair chunk to that, to the Well Society as well.
Just for yourself personally, the week prior to a cup final, it's a rare thing as a Motherwell supporter. It's a rare feeling. I've just been going like a battery for about 2 days now, so I don't know whether I'm nervous, excited, or just want to spew, but it's... It's a feeling like no other. So added to that, the kind of press attention that you guys have got, the satisfaction from it being so well received, it must just be a week like no other, and a week like no other in the lead up to a final as well, because we've obviously had the lead up to 2011, we've had the lead up to the League Cup final in November, but this must just have taken it to a completely different level.
I mean, I was really, really excited about the Cup final before we brought this song out, as I'm sure every Motherwell fan was, but since we brought this out, and to feel actually part of, you know, something that's helping create a buzz around the town and amongst Motherwell fans ahead of the Cup final has been really special for me. I mean, our songs, I don't know if many people have heard any of our original songs, but a lot of them are inspired and are influenced by growing up in Motherwell, and to bring out a song that was wrote way back in the 60s and is all about the football club ahead of a cup final and gain so much media attention and have so many people talking about the club ahead of this cup final and painting, in my opinion, painting the players in a good light as well, you know, making them look like, and not look like, because they do, making them feel part of, you know, the fan culture as well is really special, and I think that just ties into the overall run into this cup final, and I'm really, really looking forward to the video that I'm sure Motherwell will no doubt put out later on this afternoon or tonight that'll get the hairs in the back of everyone's neck standing up like they did a headed League Cup final.
I'm not quite sure I'm ready for that, to be perfectly honest.
There might be some tears.
I felt like I've kind of been on the brink of greeting for the last couple of days, so might as well actually have a genuine reason for doing so.
It's been a really strange one leading up to this cup final, and I'm sure you're probably the same, Andy. It's, for me, it's been different to the League Cup final, probably because it's the Scottish Cup, which to everyone is a more important trophy, but we wouldn't have turned our nose up at the League Cup. But if you compare it to the 2011 Cup final, I don't know if this is fair to say, because we still went there kind of believing that there was maybe a chance. But I think when McCall was the manager, when we were playing against the bigger teams, certainly Celtic and Rangers, there was almost a... you could tell that he didn't fully believe that we were going to lift that trophy. Whereas you look at the interviews with Stephen Robinson and the players, and they're saying it fully with conviction. They strongly believe that we can win this. We've played Celtic a good few times this season, and every single time, other than at Parkhead, we've matched them. And for me, this could be the icing on the cake of finally getting that one over them that we deserve.
It can't be exaggerated how big a feat it would be to go in and win the trophy. I wrote a piece during the week, like, imagine what would happen if we won, and it's kind of hard to comprehend just how mental it would be, to be fair.
Where do you start, you know, where do you start? And for me anyway, I'm 28 years old, 29 this year, so I was very, very young when 91 happened, so for me it's the first real memory of what could be Motherwell lifting a trophy, and I'm sure there's many other people in that boat, and to see so many grown men and women potentially crying in the streets of Motherwell as that team buskers through there on Sunday would be absolutely amazing.
And you drive up Airbus Road, you drive around for parking in the surrounding areas, the shops in the town centre. Everyone's bought into this, and I keep on going on about the community and just how much this football club is ingrained in it, but this is the first time it's really properly felt like that. When you're playing either side of the Old Firm in a cup final, you're going to have half the town supporting another team. It's just the way it is. But there's a bit of a momentum shift ahead of this one. I think there's a younger generation that are being brought up Motherwell supporters just now. And again, it's due to the work of the football club with the Wellevate initiative, where fans buy a season ticket, they get two kids' season tickets. Kids are getting introduced to Motherwell at a very early age now, and yep, that can only be a good thing for generations to come of Motherwell supporters.
Exactly. I think you've seen that in the lead up to this cup final and in the semi final as well. I mean, people are saying that we're only taking 12,000 or so, but when you consider that's four times the average home support, it's absolutely fantastic. There is, I've certainly noticed, we're sitting in the end section at the East End, that there's a lot more kids coming through. Almost too many, because it seems like a crash at times, you know, but you don't know how to control them all, but it's been fantastic. There's been a real lifeblood of Motherwell fans that are coming through for the future, and I think that should be welcomed. as you mentioned, you know, there's a real positivity. I can't remember seeing as many windows in the town centre decorated in all my time supporting Motherwell, and it's helped create a real buzz. Don't know if you were down the town centre, but I'm debating Olds winning the best dressed window, because I thought Denham's was actually the better bakers down there. They had some fantastic cakes and biscuits that I might actually go down and purchase this afternoon ahead of the final of tomorrow.
I wasn't aware that this was that there was branded cakes as well. So.
Oh, they're fantastic, I'm telling you. I've not tasted them, but I'll give you a review the next time I'm on the podcast.
Oh, no, I might just cut this short now, actually. It's straight there.
But no, the town centre looks brilliant. The council really buying into it with the bunting. Despite some negative feedback from Celtic fans, I believe, it's been absolutely brilliant. That's the way it should be. And let's hope it continues.
See, in the negative feedback thing, I really believe that if you're going to get upset about something as trivial as that, then you're really up against it and you've got a lot of time in your hands. It's, I think the majority of sensible people realise we are a one club town. Surely when your team gets to a final, the showpiece occasion in Scottish football, certainly Scottish Cup football, then it's only right.
It's simply to be expected, isn't it? Can you imagine anywhere other than the west of Scotland where someone would complain about that? I'm sure if you go to Liverpool next weekend, despite it being a dividing city with Everton and Liverpool, it'll be covered in red and white, you know, ahead of the Champions League final, and so it should be. And I can't imagine there'll be even many Everton fans that would complain about that.
Well, you even see it, Celtic have released a provisional bus route. They're having their open top bus tomorrow if they win, and it covers about less than a mile stretch. because they can't
move into Bidston,
it kind of tells you all you need to know. If it goes to plan tomorrow, then the celebrations on Sunday will take in the whole of the town, and rightfully so, because the whole town deserves to celebrate with the players, the staff. I'm actually kind of choking up even thinking about the prospect of an open top bus and the celebrations that would follow. But we're allowed, aren't we? We're allowed to get carried away. We're allowed to get emotional.
Oh, of course we are. That's all part of being a Motherwell fan. You know, it doesn't come around often, and when it does, we really should seize the moment and enjoy it. And it looks like that's what everybody's been doing, and I'm sure they will do up until 3 o'clock tomorrow, and then who knows what it will bring.
And we'll talk about the game just to finish up, just a quick episode, obviously, but the manager, I think, has played an absolute blinder in the lead up to this game. The positivity and the confidence that's emanating from him is very, very impressive. Something we're not used to. We actually talked about this before we started, but pre-match Scottish Cup final 2011, Stuart McCall seemed somewhat defeatist against a Celtic team that hadn't had a great season. They really needed the Scottish Cup to almost provide a bit of a silver lining to what had been a lot of disappointment. They were perhaps more there for the taking than Brendan Rodgers' team. In fact, certainly were.
You can't deny it. Celtic have been unbelievable in the past two seasons, but I think that they're beginning to slip. I think I could be wrong, and I hope I'm not, but I think that they're now beginning to believe their own hype. Getting 2 days off this week almost typifies that for me. You know, it's surely in the lead up to a cup final, you should be in every single day working as hard as you possibly can, like it sounds Stephen Robertson has had the Motherwell players doing. I'd like to think that going into this game on Saturday, we do believe that we can win, and the players do. And if you look at Celtic's results in the past few weeks, they've not been great. Maybe they're already in holiday mode. They're professionals at the end of the day, aren't they? And Brendan Rodgers is obviously a top manager. As much as I don't like admitting that, he's done a great job there. So he will have them fired up for this, you know, double treble that they're going for. But as you mentioned, they've got their open top bus route planned. It would be amazing if we could spoil that party.
Yeah, I don't think there's any sort of arrogance in the open top bus thing, mind you. I think we've already got our route planned as well. I think it's just a kind of a planning issue, but
of course, but putting that out before the game is just a bit of a, it's almost, you know, that we're there already. We've got one foot in the door and it's ours, you know. So to snatch that away from them and scupper this double treble, this historic double treble that we're on about, don't get me wrong, even if they weren't going for that, it would be absolutely brilliant for Motherwell to win a trophy. But to do that at the same time as stopping this run would be brilliant.
The interesting thing for me as well is they've got quite a lot of games in the back end of the season, or since even late February, where they failed to score. They do have threats. James Forrest has had a great season. Callum McGregor has really stepped up. Then you look at the guys that they can bring in from the sidelines, the likes of Sinclair, the likes of Roberts. Armstrong's not been playing recently. Tom Rogic is always seems to step up in the big games.
Yep.
But at the same time, we've got players that pose a threat as well. The media will focus on their physical side, but I think we've got players as well that can get the ball down and can play. We'll harry, we'll try and spoil a wee bit in the early stages, but see when the ball's in the final third, we've got players that can do damage.
Exactly. As you mentioned, they've not scored in that fast amount of games for Celtic standards, and we've got the record clean sheets that we've ever had. So for them to get a goal, it's not going to be easy for them, and I hope they must understand that themselves. They must know that. It's a head office. Curtis Main's going to give them a hassle. You know, they're not going to know how to deal with Curtis Main, and that'll be quite good to see. Campbell in the middle of the park, hopefully. I hope Campbell starts and gets stuck right in about them. He seems really fired up for it as well. And I'm fairly confident, Glenn. I'm not naive enough to think that, you know, we're definitely going to win this, but as you said earlier, we've got a good chance, and let's just see what happens.
And what a boost in terms of, I think, with the whole squad, actually. The news yesterday that Chris Cadden has been called up to the Scotland squad for the games against Mexico and Peru. Cadden...
Oh. When you see some of the names that are in there already, you know, there's no doubt that Cadden should be knocking on the door of the Scotland squad. I thought that, no disrespect to Chris Cadden, but some of the players in that squad this time round was pathetic, you know. And Chris Cadden deserves that. He's had a great season. And to have that call-up just before a Scottish Cup final, the confidence it must bring to him is unreal. And as you say, the rest of the squad as well. It's that togetherness again. You've seen it straight away. I think every single member of the Motherwell team that are on social media are tweeting his congratulations and saying no player deserves it more. They're genuinely there for each other. You've seen that when Kiepre get signed up. You've seen it get called up. You've seen it when Trevor Carson get called up. They all want each other to do well. And like you say, it's a huge boost for the squad.
And again, I keep on going to the kind of wider picture, but the bigger picture, but an academy graduate at Motherwell coming right through the ranks. I think if you go into the ticket office or the Chapman building, there's a picture of the academy squad, and you see young Alan Campbell, a very, very young Alan Campbell, a young
yep.
Chrissy Cadden. These guys have come right through the ranks at Motherwell, and now we sit here a day away from a cup final where there will be Cadden and Campbell certainly involved in the starting 11. A few will possibly be there or thereabouts, likes of Turnbull, Maguire, Ross McLean.
Yep.
And also Chris Cadden, a full Scottish internationalist, and hopefully when he does go over there, he'll get some game time. You would imagine that a few will drop out. You might even see another call-up for a Motherwell player, who knows?
It would be brilliant, wouldn't it? It would be fantastic. And it's huge for Chrissy Cadden. And I think Cadden and Campbell have almost been the driving force for the rest of the young boys that are in the under-20s that should really be pushing up to get into that first team. The likes of David Turnbull and Barry Maguire, who I have to thank again for their contributions to the Up the Well song. Their vocals were excellent. But you can see that they will be looking at players like Campbell and Cadden and thinking, do you know what? Look at the journey they've been on. I want to be on that journey. And it must be a real motivation for them to push themselves into that first team. And for their performances this year, I can see them getting a lot more time next season as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll finish up there. It was just basically, I suppose we've just done a bit of a time wasting exercise. That's another 25 minutes of the day gone and 25 minutes closer to Saturday. But Derek, congratulations on a brilliant week to you and all the guys. The work you've done is absolutely superb, and it's also to the benefit of the club, which is a massive plus.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, I think indirectly has probably put the club into the spotlight in some media outlets that they might not have been in. You know, some music blogs and websites that have maybe covered it, that where people wouldn't think about Motherwell Football Club, it's now in there, and hopefully, even if it's just a small part, it's raised the profile of the club. Like you mentioned earlier, it's given back to the Well Society as well. And I mean, certainly for us to be played in Sky Sports News all day yesterday and reach chart positions that we never thought was possible, all thanks to the Motherwell fans, has been unbelievable. And we're really, really looking forward to playing at Fir Park tomorrow as well. We're going to be playing just at the side of the pitch. We were hoping to be playing on the pitch, but I believe that they're digging it up later on today. So we're going to be playing behind where the pitch is at the Cooper Stand, facing into the Cooper Stand, and no doubt we'll play a couple of Motherwell numbers there as well. So really looking forward to it, and hopefully we can get the crowd up for it before we get the buses into Hampden for the game.
And how many do we reckon for a push for that top 10 or even number
I think that's distant. We probably need to start getting Aberdeen and Dundee United and I don't know how many Aki's fans potentially buy it, so I think the number one slot is a bit of a far off dream, but getting to number 16 has been brilliant, and we can't thank everyone enough.
Yeah, absolutely, it's a huge achievement, so congratulations again to everyone else. Have an absolutely fantastic day tomorrow. We're, as I say, I think we're all at fever pitch now, we're just desperate to get to Saturday and everything that goes with it. The build-up has been fantastic. It's been very, very enjoyable. All the podcasts over the last week or so as well. It's been an absolute pleasure to record. Very well received as well, it must be said. Our aim of a number one slot in amateur podcast charts is slightly more achievable than
getting Derek. Closer.
Number one, we hit number three during the week. And
fantastic.
And you look at the... See, I really reckon if they actually refreshed the chart at midday, then we would have maybe hit that number one or been number one for 10 minutes or so. But
I'm telling you, it's Motherwell taking over the charts and potentially lifting a trophy this week. What an achievement for everybody involved in.
Aye, that's it. World domination next season, but we'll...
One step at a time.
Yeah, we'll start with the Scottish Cup. Sorry, a final plug for the song. Is it still available to buy in a physical copy as well?
We're down to the last handful of copies, I think, that are available to purchase in Avosi, the clothing store in Manse Road, just next to Uppercrest, down from the stadium. If there is any available, we'll bring them along to Fir Park tomorrow, but I'm very doubtful that we'll have any left. It looks like we might, if there's interest there, and certainly if we win the Cup, we'll do another order of CDs and we'll get in vinyls as well. There's still some available. It went live on Spotify, as I mentioned earlier, so you can listen to it for free on there.
Yeah, but if you can spare the 79 pence, please do. I'll spare everyone the part of as the price of a pint and everything else, because it's not the price of a pint. A pint is much dearer than 79 pence, but you'll find it behind the couch or something like that. Then put it into your bank,
exactly.
And then buy the banter piece.
Thank you, Andrew.
Talking utter shite here. Right. You've been listening to the MFC podcast. We'll be back sometime after the Cup final. Depends how it goes. Until then, thank you. Goodbye.
Up. Keep Ray.